guided meditation. I think first is just relax your body, your silent your speech, then mind just be relaxed. Relax mentally, emotionally, means be natural. Don't thinking, don't elaborating. Just mind be natural. Just inhaling, mind just focus that. Exhaling, mind just focus now. Breathing very naturally. Continue to remain in present. Leave your mind alone. Don't engage in. Just resting. Okay. That's one method, small meditation technique. There's some other most deep meditations, other nature of mind meditation, meditation with a object, you focus object, meditation without object, that means not focus mind, that's a more different kind, more profound meditation, you know. And they're all, you know, first is, you know, just achieve tranquility. When we just meditate and just experience tranquility, there's another meditation is the, you know, it's awakening your mind, the mind more awakening, more beautiful come beautiful part mind come to surface. That's another meditation technique. But I think first, you know, like. First, and how to rest, that's very important. You know, we know how to engage in, but how to rest mind, present moment. Not follow past events, because most disturbance come from there. When you caught up past, then mind become more emotional, more turbulent. When you caught up future, then brings anxieties, fear, and you concerns of future. You are not engaged in past or not kind of future, mind remain in presence, then what happens? Then all disturbance, everything subside. Then what you do is be present, just maintain with that. And that's really the meditation. And really are, then it's mind is clear side, calm side, come to the surface, then what you need is rest there. And then slowly rest, then there's strength comes. And then once, you know, after that, anywhere you can go to somewhere, go, or, you know, talking, always you slip into that state. You know, that's really our, slips into that. If your mind is frustrating, you can talk. Similarly, your mind is resting, comfortable, you can talk. There's no difference. One is frustration, the other is calm, clear state. The both, you know, we think, you know, oh, how do you mind resting, calm, how do you talk? Most people have concern that. But when your mind is frustrating, you can talk. Mind is calm, clear. Why not? That's more comfortable. Therefore, one is mind is, you know, all sorts going, all many things going on, and still you can do anything. Similarly, when you're meditating, and the mind is calm, relaxed, you know, like buoyant, and that you can talk, walk, do anything. And that's really all the meditation is. And then it's, I think you can... you know, start today, maybe you can next year, you can achieve lots next 2-3 years. Yeah, it's very important. You know, try to see, maybe you like, there's life is changing very different direction. It's everything's, you know, like mind. When your mind is, you know, working out, doing good, then everything's, you know, people think, you know, people never thought, you know, we can do something in our mind. We can do something in our feeling, you know. People think feelings must happen, that there's nothing we can do. But there's so many things we can do. When we feel, when we're thinking, everything we can do, so many things when you meditate. Therefore, you can choose what you feel, not your circumstances, not thoughts. I think that's the meditation experience.